May the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with everyone here in Garden Grove Church.
愿主耶稣基督的平安还有恩惠慈爱与大家一起在园林教会里。
I thank God for this opportunity to come back to the Garden Grove Church and see all the brothers and sisters here.
我感谢神给我这一次有机会能够再回到园林教会又看到弟兄姐妹。
I think the last time must have been at least over 2 years ago. So.
我想上一次是大概差不多已经有两年多前了。
Currently, I live in New York, and I'm taking care of the Flushing Church and the Boston Prayer House.
我目前是住在纽约，然后我负担的教会是法拉盛的祈祷所，还有波士顿的教会。
And again, I thank God for the opportunity to see you all and share the words of God with you.
所以我再一次的真的感谢神，让我有机会又能够见到大家一次，和你们一起分享神的话。
This morning I'd like to share on the topic, Let the Holy Spirit Thrive.
今天早上我想要和大家分享的题目是让圣灵兴旺。
I remember when I was in fourth grade, we did a science experiment.
我记得我在小学四年级的时候，我们做了一个自然科学的实验。
And our teacher gave all the students a styrofoam cup filled with some soil, and then gave us a seed, which was basically, I think, a bean.
我记得我的老师给每一个学生一个宝丽龙的杯子，里面有装上很好的土，然后给了每一个学生一颗籽，我记得好像是豆子。
And so we planted the seed, watered it, put it on the windowsill.
我们就把这个种子种在这个土里面，然后放在窗台旁边浇水。
In comparison, the teacher, she also planted one of these seeds, and instead of putting it on the windowsill by the sun,She put it underneath in a cabinet where there was no light.
那我的老师也是做了一个对比的实验，他也是种了一颗种子，但是没有放在窗台旁边，他放在一个柜子的下面，那边非常的暗，没有亮光。
Every day we would just see the progress to see if the plant was growing and how it was doing.
所以我们每天都会看那个种子，看有没有一些进展。
Eventually, all of the students' plants, they sprouted, and then also the plants, the teacher's plant in the cabinet also sprouted.
那最后所有的学生的种子都发芽了，老师的那颗种子也发芽了。
And at first, it seemed like this plant that was in the dark was growing faster.
那在刚开始的时候，老师在那个黑暗里面的那颗种子看起来比别的种子要长得快。
But Eventually, as time passed, you can tell that it wasn't doing very well. It was very pale. It wasn't very green.
但是当时间过了一段时间之后，我们可以看得出来，那个种子并不是长得很好，它比其他的种子要更会苍白。
And the reason why it was able to grow was because it used up all the energy, the food inside the seed itself.
那之所以它之前可以能够长大的原因，是因为它把种子里面所有的养分都用完了。
And so eventually, after some weeks passed, the teacher just said, "You know, I think we already see the difference of how plants really need sunlight to grow. Let us put this plant back on the windowsill and let it be able to be healthy and thrive again." Okay.
那过了几个星期之后，老师跟我们说，我想我们大家都已经看得出来了，这些植物是需要阳光的，所以他把他的种子从里面拿到窗台旁边，让它可以在阳光下面生长得更健康。
So we can see that plants, they need certain environment, certain conditions for it to be able to be healthy and to thrive.
所以我们可以看得出来，有些植物它是需要有一个特定的一个环境，有需要有阳光、水分，让它长得好。
We know that the treasure in our church, in the True Jesus Church, is the promised Holy Spirit.
那我们知道，在真耶稣教会里面，我们的宝藏就是我们这个应许的圣灵。
We know that according to Acts chapter 2, verse 38, that if we believe in Jesus and we repent.Are baptized in His name, in the name of Jesus, then we shall receive the promise of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道从《使徒行传》二章三十八节那边告诉我们说，如果我们信靠主耶稣基督的名，在他的名里面受洗，我们就会得到所应许的圣灵。
And this is evidenced by speaking in tongues.
那这个证明就是有舌头卷动。
And I think most of us here have received the precious promised Holy Spirit.
那我想，在座的大部分，我们都已经得到了这个所应许的圣灵。
But maybe some of us are still praying for the Holy Spirit too.
可能有一些在座的人还是继续的正在祈求圣灵。
But what I'd like to study today and explore is what allows the Holy Spirit to thrive within us. How do we receive the Holy Spirit in the first place? How do we allow the Holy Spirit to thrive within us in our life?
但是我今天想要和大家一起来查考的这个题目是，我们要如何让圣灵在我们里面能够兴旺起来？我们是怎么样得到圣灵？怎么样寻找一个环境
？Perhaps it's been many years since we received the promised Holy Spirit, and maybe prayers sometimes seem very routine.
或许我们得到圣灵已经好几年过后了，我们可能觉得祷告是一个非常平常的一件事情。
How can we allow the presence of the Holy Spirit to be more lively and active in our prayers and in our life?
那我们要怎么样让圣灵能够在我们的日常生活当中，有更进一步的一个作用呢？
So I think we can also look at the certain conditions that we see in the Bible that allows the Holy Spirit to thrive.
那我想我们可以看回圣经里面，在有一些让圣灵能够兴旺的一些条件。
Let's turn to a first verse. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3.
我们先翻开第一节圣经节，加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse
2. 加拉太书第三章第二节。
This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Let's jump to verse 5.
我们跳到第五节。
Galatians 3, verse 5.
加拉太书三章五节。
Therefore, he who supplies the Spirit to you and works miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith?In both these verses, we can see that Paul was describing how the Galatians received the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit was working among them.
从这两节经节我们可以看出来说，保罗在问这些加拉太的信徒说，他们在受圣灵的时候是因为行律法还是因为听信福音？
So he was making that comparison. Was it because of works of the law, or was it because they heard the gospel and they believed and heard in faith?
所以我们可以看得出来，保罗在做一个比较，问他们说是靠行律法，还是因为听了福音之后又相信。
Right, of course, these are rhetorical questions. His point is that yes, you received the Holy Spirit because you heard in faith.
那当然，其实这两个问题是没有要答案的。他主要是讲说，当然听到福音信了而受圣灵。
So this is one of the essential conditions, an environment.That's very important for the Holy Spirit to thrive.
所以这个就是一个首先的让圣灵能够兴旺的第一个条件。
We must hear the word, hear the truth with faith.
我们必须要听到神的话，听到这个福音，这个真理，用信心来听。
We know that when we're young, we generally have a very simple faith.
我知道我们在小的时候，通常我们的信心非常的单纯。
So whatever our parents tell us,older generation tells us we trust and we believe in them. We have faith.
所以不管是我们父母亲告诉我们什么，或者是我们的长辈告诉我们什么，我们听了我们就信，有一个很简单的信心。
But when the older that we get, our thinking becomes more complicated.
但是当我们年纪越来越大的时候，我们的思想开始越来越复杂。
This has both positives and negatives.
那这个是有好也有坏。
Positives is that with a more complex thought process, we can analyze things and comprehend things that maybe were originally very deep or profound.
好处就是当我们的思想开始变得比较复杂的时候，我们开始可以做分析，我们可以把事情想得更深一层。
But con, the negatives is that sometimes with the more complicated thinking, more and more doubts may creep in.
但是坏处就是有时候思想越来越复杂的时候，就会开始有疑惑进入我们的思想里面。
So Paul reminds us that for the Holy Spirit to work among us and for us to receive the Holy Spirit, we must be hearers in faith.
所以保罗再一次的提醒我们说， 为了要让圣灵能够兴旺，让圣灵能够在我们当中工作，我们是必须要用信来听神的道。
Let's also turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
让我们也一起翻开希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 and 2.
希伯来书第四章第一、第二节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 and 2.
希伯来书第四章第一、第二节。
Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. Verse 2.
第二节。
For indeed the gospel was preached to us, as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. Okay. Here, the author of Hebrews is talking about the generation of the Israelites that wandered in the wilderness.
这里希伯来书的作者指的是那一群在旷野漂流的以色列人。
And that eventually they wandered for 40 years, and that entire generation just passed away in the wilderness, could not enter God's rest.
他们在旷野漂流了40年，后来在那群以色列人全部都没有办法进入神的应许。
And one of the key reasons is because they heard the gospel, they heard the good news of going to the land of Canaan, but they did not mix it with faith.
其中有一个原因就是，虽然他们听到了福音，他们听到了可以进入迦南的这个美好的福音，但是他们没有用信心与听到的道调和。
So, yes, they heard, but they didn't believe it. They didn't mix it and apply faith to what they were hearing.
所以虽然他们是听到了，但是他们没有用他们的信心把与所听到的这个福音来调和。
When I was younger, I used to observe my mom cook and bake.
我在小的时候，我有观察我的妈妈做菜。
So thankfully, I did that, so I had some basic cooking skills later when, when I was in graduate school or cooking by myself.
那也很感谢神，我当时有这个机会来观察他。之后我在研究所的时候，还有和我自己一起生活的时候，我可以知道怎么做菜。
He used to make, she used to make was a sponge cake.
那我记得有一个他曾经做过的就是一个海绵蛋糕。
And if I remember correctly, you had to split the yolk of the egg from the egg white.
如果我记得清楚的话，做海绵蛋糕你必须要把蛋黄和蛋白分开来。
And then the egg white you have to, I think, mix it with sugar.
然后蛋白你要用糖一起调和。
And when you mix it, it's got to be mixed very, very well. Otherwise, the cake is not going to rise. It's going to be flat.
那你在调这个糖的时候，你要非常调的非常的均匀，不然的话，蛋糕就不会浮胀起来。
This is what I remember. I don't know if that's correct, right? You can correct me later.
这个是我所记得的，我不太知道说是不是真的正确。
But,
你可以之后再告诉我。
But my point is that there's a very intense mixing process there, so that I guess the air, right, can be into the mixture and then can later rise when it's being baked. Yeah.
但是我的重点是说，在这个过程当中有一个非常重要的，就是这个调和的过程。如果说没有让空气进去的话，之后这个蛋糕就没有办法长起来。
It's the same with every word of God that we hear.
所以这个就跟我们听到神的话是一样的道理。
Every word that's preached on the Sabbath, every word that's preached on another service, every word that we read.In our daily Bible reading.
每一次安息日我们听到的道理，每一次的聚会所听到的道理，或者是我们在读圣经、学习圣经所听到神的道理。
We must believe its source, that it comes from God.
我们必须要相信这个源头是从神来的。
And we must believe that it is for our benefit, is for our salvation.
我们也必须要相信这个是给我们有益处的，是为了我们的得救。
So, if we have not received the Holy Spirit yet,
所以，如果我们还没有得到圣灵
，We must continue to hear the word and believe this word, the word of God that is a promise given to us.
我们必须要继续的听神的道理，并且相信这个是神所给的一个应许。
And if we feel that the Holy Spirit is not so vibrant within us, we also can think about how have we been hearing God's words.
那如果我们感觉到圣灵在我们的生命当中并没有那么的活跃，我们可以想一想，我们是怎么样听神的道。
Right. Perhaps we need to return to that faith that we once had when we first believed in Jesus.
可能我们要回到我们起先相信主耶稣基督的时候的信心。
To hear in faith so that the Holy Spirit can thrive.
我们用信心来听这个道理，所以让圣灵能够兴旺。
I received the Holy Spirit when I was, I think, 7 years old.
我是大概七岁的时候得到圣灵的。
And I still remember that process of what happened.
我到现在还记得那个过程是什么样子的。
I think I attended my first student spiritual convocation.
我记得我参加了我第一次的学生灵恩会。
And I remember the preacher kept on preaching, you have to eat the words of God.
然后我记得传道一直在跟我们讲说我们要吃神的话。
But I was still very young. I didn't know how to process abstract concepts yet.
那我想我那时候因为年纪还是太小了，我没有办法去了解这个比较抽象的这个道理。
The way I took that was, okay, I know the preacher is preaching the word of God.
但是在当时，我的态度就是我知道传道是在传神的道。
So every class when he was preaching, I opened my mouth a little bit.
所以每次他在讲道的时候，我就会把我的嘴巴稍微张开一点。
And imagine I'm going to eat the words of God.
然后我就开始想说我是在吃神的话。
And then, that one Thursday evening that week, then, in one of the prayer sessions, I received the Holy Spirit.
然后在星期四的傍晚的祷告会的时候，我得到了圣灵。
And then, when I received the Holy Spirit, I just started crying.
当我得到圣灵的时候，我就开始哭。
And the feeling was like, I didn't even know I was lost. I was away from my father, and I found my father. I found my heavenly father. I found my home.
当时的感觉就是我都不知道我自己那个时候是迷失的，是迷路的。但是在我得到圣灵的时候，我觉得我找到了我天上的父亲，我回到家了。
So it's very important for us to believe the words of God that we hear and we read.
所以在听到神的话，在我们读神的话的时候，非常重要的是我们要相信。
You can see for Cornelius.They received the Holy Spirit in a very similar way.
我们可以看到哥尼流他们一家，他们得到圣灵的时候也是有很类似的情况。
They received Peter, because of vision, and Peter was preaching. But while Peter was preaching, they were hearing in faith.
他们接待了彼得来讲道。当彼得在讲道的时候，他们用信心来听彼得的道。
And even before they prayed, they already.The Holy Spirit came upon them, they started speaking in tongues.
所以在他们还没有祷告开始之前，圣灵就降在他们身上，他们开始说方言。
This is a first condition to keep in mind so that allow the Holy Spirit to thrive within us.
这个就是我们要记得的第一个状况，第一个环境条件，让圣灵能够在我们里面兴旺的条件。
Let's turn to another verse.
让我们再翻开另外一节经节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 5.
来翻开《使徒行传》第五章。
Acts chapter 5, verse 32.
使徒行传第五章三十二节。
Acts chapter 5, verse 32.
使徒行传第五章三十二节。
Acts chapter 5, verse 32. And we are his witnesses to these things. And so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. Here it talks about anothercriteria to allow the Holy Spirit to thrive.
这里又告诉我们另外一个让圣灵能够兴旺的条件。
Here, Peter was talking to the Jews.
在这里，彼得是向犹太人在说话。
And actually, his main point, he was talking about how the Lord Jesus Christ had resurrected.
彼得的重点就是和他们说，主耶稣基督已经复活了。
Right, and then now he is exalted.To the right hand of God and to give us forgiveness.
那现在他被神用右手将他高举，并且可以给我们赦罪。
But you can see in passing, as Peter was explaining this, he also gave this comment regarding the Holy Spirit.
但是我们也可以看到，在彼得在说这个话的时候，他也顺便做了一个圣灵的一个注解。
He talked about that the Holy Spirit is also a witness to these things.
他讲到说，圣灵也是为这些事情做见证。
And that this Holy Spirit is given to those who obey him.
而且这个圣灵是赐给顺从之人的。
So this is another condition, environment that allows the Holy Spirit to thrive.
所以这个就是让圣灵能够兴旺的第二个环境或是第二个条件。
When we are, again, when we were younger, it's usually easier to obey and to submit.
我们在比较小年纪小的时候，顺从是比较容易的。
But as we grow older, then our behavior may grow more complicated.
但是当我们越来越大的时候，我们的行为也变得比较复杂。
And again, this has positives and negatives.
那当然，这是也有好也有坏。
Right, as we mature, of course, when we mature, when we see different various situations, we know how we ought to behave. Like there's maybe certain subtleties of how we should conduct ourselves in society in a situation.
当我们年纪比较成熟的时候，我们可以知道说在哪些某种社会的状况下我们要做哪一些的行为或是举止。
But one of the negatives is that what comes along with this more complex behavior is that we may begin to be more crafty and and think about all different types of ways to rebel or sin.Against God.
但是这个的坏处就是，当我们的行为变得越来越复杂的时候，我们也变得越来越狡猾。我们想出各种各样的方法，让做不同的事情得罪了神。
So this verse and this encouragement from Peter reminds us that the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey God, who obey the Holy Spirit.
所以这节经节提醒我们讲说，圣灵是赐给顺从之人的。
So you can see that, we may spend many prayers and years kneeling down to pray.
所以我们可以看说，我们花了很多年的时间跪下来祷告。
Right, maybe praying for the Holy Spirit.
我们可能是祈求圣灵。
But actually, one of the criteria to also receive the Holy Spirit is that we need to obey Him outside of the prayer time, outside of the other hours in the day.
但是其中一个得到圣灵的条件，就是在我们没有在祷告的时候，我们也必须要顺从神。
That our conduct is related to the Holy Spirit's presence and whether He will be dwelling with us or working within us, working within the church.
因为我们的行为是圣灵有没有住在我们里面，有没有在我们里面动工，在教会里面动工的一个条件。
After all, the Holy Spirit is called the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵毕竟是叫做圣灵。
So that means that we need to obey God so that we can be holy and pursuing after God's standard.
所以这个意思就是说，我们必须要顺从神，我们必须要用神的标准成为圣洁。
So you can see that on the day of Pentecost.
那我们也看到在五旬节的那一天。
There were 120 of Jesus' disciples.
有120位主耶稣的门徒。
All of them, they obeyed the commandment of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在那一天，每一个人都顺从了主耶稣的诫命。
They obeyed the commandment of Jesus to stay in Jerusalem.
他们顺从主耶稣的命令，要他们留在耶路撒冷。
To wait for them to be endued with power from high.
要等到他们得到从上头来的能力。
So they stayed in Jerusalem. They waited. They prayed.
所以他们等在耶路撒冷等待一起祷告。
And about 10 days passed after Jesus' ascension.
大概主耶稣升天十天左右之后。
And then the Holy Spirit, the promised Holy Spirit was poured down upon them.
然后应许的圣灵就被浇灌了下来。
So they obeyed and they were blessed.
所以他们顺从了就得到了祝福。
Same thing in when Paul went to Ephesus.
跟保罗去以弗所的时候的情况是一样的。
Ephesus, he found some disciples who were following the way.
保罗去到以弗所的时候，他找到了一些门徒是跟从的道理的。
But he realized that they did not receive the Holy Spirit yet.
但是在当时，他发现他们还没有得到圣灵。
And so he also was double checking, did they receive the correct baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ?
所以他就再一次的向他们确认说，他们是不是用主耶稣的名来受洗的。
Paul said that, Paul said that the baptism of John was for repentance, but the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ is for the remission of sins.
所以保罗就告诉他们说，约翰的施洗是叫他们悔改，但是主耶稣的洗礼是能够有赦罪的功效。
Or it was pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ that he will give, he will forgive those who believe in him. Right?
就是约翰的施洗只是一个开头，来指向主耶稣基督。
And so, these disciples, they believed in Paul and the word of God.
所以这些门徒他们就相信了保罗所说的，相信了神的话。
They not only heard and believed, but they also obeyed.
所以他们不单只是听到了相信了而且他们也顺从了
So after they were baptized then Paul laid hands on them and the Holy Spirit came upon them
所以当他们受洗之后保罗按手在他们的头上他们就得到了圣灵
So obedience to God's word also is this it provides this right environment that allows the Holy Spirit to want to dwell and thrive within us
所以顺从神的话就是给予圣灵一个环境让圣灵能够在我们里面兴旺
two years ago it was the first time I went to Dominican Republic
大概两年前的时候是我第一次去多米尼加
and during that first trip I met one of the visitors to our church she was going to our Bible studies every weekly
那在那一次的旅程当中我碰到了一个来我们教会慕道的慕道女士她每个星期都会来我们教会查经
And I could see in the Bible study, in the discussion, she was always paying attention.
那我也注意到说每次在查经的时候她都非常的专心
And then we also were teaching her about, she came from a Catholic background. Yeah.
他的背景是一个天主教的信仰。
And so we were pointing out to her some of the ways the Catholic Church had deviated from the Bible.
所以我们就指出给他看一些天主教已经离开圣经的一些信仰。
And of course, let her read and see the Bible for what it is and the truth of salvation.
那当然我们也是给他看圣经里面的真理还有得救的真道。
And so I was only there for I think about 10 days and then I left.
我只在那边待了大概差不多十天然后我就离开了
But one year later, I went there again
但是一年之后我又过去了那地方
And I saw that this lady was still attending the Bible studies
然后我又看到这位女士她还是继续的参加查经
And she had continued to study with the church members, the local church members where she was ready to receive water baptism
他继续的与当地的信徒在查考圣经他在那时也在准备要受洗了
So this was something that we were considering whether she was ready or not、right?
所以在当时我们就在考虑说他是不是已经准备好了
But anyway, one afternoon we were sharing the Bible
但是不管怎么样在有一天下午的时候我们在分享圣经
And I remember talking about the doctrine of the church
然后我记得我那个时候是在讲教会的教义。
And then after we talked about that, we knelt down to pray.
在我们讲完之后，我们跪下来祷告。
And during the prayer, I got up to lay hands.
然后在祷告当中，我就站起来要按手。
And I went around and later knelt back down to conclude the prayer.
那我就就走了一圈，然后之后我又回到来跪下来祷告结束。
And once we concluded the prayer, then there were some of our church members were saying, "Hey, this lady has received the Holy Spirit."
然后我们祷告结束之后，我听到有些我们的信徒在说，这个女士得到圣灵了。
And I didn't realize because when I passed by her and laid hands on her, she was not speaking in tongues yet.
那我在当时没有发现，因为我在走一圈在按手的时候，我并没有听到她说
语言。But since I heard this news, then we decided to just immediately kneel back down again.
但是当我们听到这个消息的时候，我们决定马上再跪下来祷告。
And so we prayed, and I went close to nearby to lay hands on her, and I heard her clearly speaking in tongues.
所以我又跪下来祷告，然后站起来到她旁边去按手的时候，我听到很清楚的她在说灵言。
Indeed, God had given her the Holy Spirit.
神真的是赐给了她圣灵。
And she was so joyful when she got up.
她站起来的时候，她非常的开心。
She was hugging everyone.
她非常的喜乐，她就把对每一个人拥抱。
And not only that, some of the local members who were like in their 60s, 70s.
不单只是这样，当地的一些信徒，他们已经都六七十岁了。
They were her neighbors.
他们是他住在他家旁边的邻居。
They were also filled with so much joy.
他们也是充满了喜乐。
And also shed tears of joy.
然后也是流了喜乐的眼泪。
It was a very wonderful scene that I think I'll always remember.
在当时的那个场面非常的美好，我想我永远都会记得。
But this testimony is also to illustrate how.The importance of hearing and obeying again.
但是在这个事件当中，也是再一次的告诉我们说，听还有信顺从是多么的重要。
She heard, believed in faith, and was starting to obey and want to want to receive water baptism and follow the instructions of Jesus Christ for salvation.
他听到了神的道理，并且用信心听见，而且他想要顺从神的道理，来受洗。
So God, in His perfect timing, granted her the Holy Spirit.
所以神以他美好的时间赐给他圣灵。
So this is important conditions, two important conditions, so the Holy Spirit can thrive.
所以这两个是让圣灵能够兴旺的一个很重要的条件。
Let's now turn to Luke.
让我们现在来翻开路加福音。
Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter 11, verse 13.
路加福音十一章十三节。
Luke chapter 11, verse 13.
路加福音十一章十三节。
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children,How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Here is now talking about a third condition.
在这里面讲到第三个条件。
Right, to how can we allow the Holy Spirit to thrive? It also has to do with the prayer itself.
我们要怎么样让圣灵能够兴旺呢？就是我们祷告内容当中。
So not only do we hear in faith, obey the word of God, but also we need to pray earnestly and ask God for the Holy Spirit.
So 不单我们只是要用信心听到神的道理，并且顺从他的道理，我们也必须要很迫切的来祈求圣灵。
So in the beginning of this chapter, the disciples of the Lord Jesus was asking Jesus to teach them to pray.
在路加福音的这一章的开头的时候，主耶稣的门徒向主耶稣求说教导他们要如何祷告。
And verses 2 through 4, he talks about the Lord's Prayer, which is very famous.
然后在第二节到第四节的地方，他就讲了主祷文，是一个很有名的主祷文。
And in a way, this is talking about prayer, and the content of prayer. I would even say this can refer to prayer and understanding.
所以这个里面讲到的就是祷告的内容，也就是悟性祷告。
But then he continues in verse 5.
但是在第五节他又继续说。
At first in verse 5, you don't know exactly what his point yet, what he's trying to get at.
在第五节开头的时候，我们还不太清楚说主耶稣他的重点到底是什么。
He talks about how there's this parable of a friend who comes at midnight.
他讲到有一个比喻说中间有个朋友半夜去到那里去。
Since he wants to receive his friend and he has nothing to give to him,He goes to his neighbor to ask for bread.
因为他有一个朋友来行路去拜访他，但他什么东西都没有办法给上，所以他跑去另外一个朋友来借饼。
At first, this neighbor would say, "Don't trouble me."
然后首先这个朋友说不要来烦我了。
But because of his persistence, then eventually he does get up and gives him as many loaves as he needs.
但是因为这个人他情辞迫切的一直求，所以这个朋友到最后就起来给他所需要的。
So Jesus first gave this illustration of this parable of being persistent in prayer.
所以首先主耶稣讲到的是在我们祷告里面必须要不放弃的情辞迫切的一直求。
Then in verse 9 keeps on going and talks about more metaphors of prayer.
然后第九节主耶稣又继续的讲到更多有关于祷告的比喻。
Saying that in your prayer you must ask.You must seek, you must knock.
讲到说我们在祷告里面必须要祈求，要寻找，要叩门。
If we ask, we will receive. If we seek, we will find. If we knock, the door will be open to you.
如果我们祈求，就会给我们；寻找，就会寻见；叩门，就会给我们开门。
Then he reminds us of God's goodness compared to humans.
然后主耶稣再一次提醒我们神的好处和人来比较。
Then finally, the conclusion. What was he trying to? What was his main point? Finally, comes out in verse 13.
然后他最后的这个重点，最后终于在十三节这边出现。
Telling us that if we know how to give good gifts to our children, then how much more does our heavenly Father want to give us the Holy Spirit?You give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him.
他告诉我们说，我们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父，岂不更将圣灵给求他的人吗？
So verses 5 through 13, you can say is culminating with Jesus Christ talking about prayer in the Holy Spirit.
所以从第五节直到十三节的地方，我们可以看得出来，就是主耶稣一直在讲，要讲的就是求圣灵的这个重点。
And so you can see that all of these different teachings before he came to that conclusion were just reminding us that we need to pray earnestly. We have to be persistent. We have to believe in the goodness of God.
那从第五节一直开始的这些所有的比喻，都一直提醒我们说，我们在祷告的时候，我们必须要情辞迫切，我们不要放弃，我们必须要祈求，而且我们要记得神的好。
And so these are the teachings that we also need to hear and believe, if we have not received the Holy Spirit yet.
那这些就是如果我们还没有得到圣灵的时候，我们要一直提醒我们自己，我们要听这个道理。
Be persistent, don't give up. God is a wonderful and good God.
我们要迫切的一直的求，不要放弃，因为我们的神是一个很好美好的神。
It is God's desire. He will want to give you this precious gift.
是神想要给我们这个很好的礼物的。
But we must not give up. We must not lose courage.
但是我们必须要不放弃的，一直的求。
But I would also say that these teachings apply to us who have the Holy Spirit already, but perhaps have not felt His power in some time.
但是我也同样觉得说这个道理对我们已经求到圣灵的人来说，但是还没有感觉到圣灵在我们日常生活中有很大的力量的人，也是同样的道理。
To continue to pray earnestly and not give up in prayer.
我们要继续不断的情辞迫切的一直向神求。
And so for this reason, the apostles, they always reminded the believers to pray in the Holy Spirit.
也就是因为这个原因，所以使徒们也是一直的在鼓励信徒说，我们要在圣灵里面祷告。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
让我们来翻开以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18.
以弗所书第六章十八节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18.
以弗所书第六章十八节。
Ephesians 6, verse 18.
以弗所书六章十八节。
Praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Here you can see the first half of this verse telling us to pray always.
在这一节我们可以看到这一节的前半段，这边告诉我们说我们要靠着圣灵随时多方祷告。
Right? And then how are we to pray? Pray always in the Spirit.
那我们要是怎么样随时祷告？我们是要靠着圣灵来随时祷告。
So we can see that among the different types of prayer recorded in the Bible, silent prayer, prayer in understanding, prayer in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit is the most effective, most powerful.
所以我们可以在圣经里面看到这种不同的祷告，是用圣灵祷告，或者是用悟性祷告，或者是安静的祷告。我们都是在圣灵祷告是最有效的。
And for that reason, the apostles kept encouraging the members to keep praying in the Spirit.
那也就是因为这个原因，所以使徒不断的提醒信徒要靠着圣灵祷告。
Because the Holy Spirit dwells within us, He knows our weaknesses. He also knows the perfect will of God.
因为圣灵是住在我们的里面，他知道我们的软弱，而且他知道神的旨意。
And even though we may not understand the spiritual language, but this he's praying for our weaknesses, interceding for us according to the will of God.
虽然我们可能没有办法听得懂这个灵言，但是他是靠着知道神的旨意来为我们的软弱来代求。
Let's also turn to Jude verse 20. Yeah.
我们也翻开犹大书，二十节。
Jude 20.
犹大书二十节。
It says, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." Again, here is an encouragement to keep praying in the Holy Spirit.
再一次的这边，提醒我们说，我们要在圣灵里面来祷告。
So how do we allow the Holy Spirit to thrive?
所以我们怎么样让圣灵在我们里面兴旺呢？
It's not only about hearing,
不只是听到，
it's not only about obeying,
也不只是顺从，
but also we must spend time in prayer, pray earnestly.
我们也必须要花时间用圣灵，在圣灵里面很认真迫切的祷告。
And as we pray in the Holy Spirit, this is the Spirit of God who dwells in us.
当我们在圣灵里面祷告的时候，圣灵是神的灵住在我们里面。
And that time spent with the Spirit of GodJesus will reveal himself to you.
所以当我们花时间在圣灵里面和神祷告的时候，主耶稣会亲自的向我们显现。
Right, he will reveal his will to you. He'll illuminate passages in the Bible for you.
他会把他的旨意向你显明，他会从圣经里面、神的话里面用光让你看到。
And it becomes a very intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus.
所以我们和神的关系、和主耶稣的关系就变得非常的亲密。
Very vibrant and lively relationship.
非常的有活力、有力量。
So we can take some time to examine our life and also our prayer, and our relationship with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们可以花一些时间来思想，省察我们自己的生命，还有我们的在圣灵里面祷告的事情。
If we feel like it's not really thriving, then let's go back to these conditions.
如果我们感觉到说我们的圣灵没有在我们里面非常的兴旺，那我们来回到这些环境、这些条件。
Just like in Revelation, Jesus Christ told one of the churches.
就像在启示录，主耶稣告诉其中一个教会。
He said, "Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen."
主耶稣说，记得你是从哪里跌倒的。
Right, repent and do the first works.
悔改，做你们起初所做的工作。
So it's just like the plant that I was talking about in the beginning.
所以这就好像是我之前开头讲到的那个植物。
If we see that this plant is not doing well.
如果我们看到这个植物长得不好，
then we need to examine why.
那我们必须要来省察说是为什么呢？
Is it lacking water, lacking sun, lacking nutrition?
是因为缺少了水分，缺少了阳光，还是缺少了营养？
Give it a state, an environment that it can really grow and thrive.
然后我们必须要给它一个环境，让它真的能够非常的生长的茁壮。
So is the same with our spirit and also the Holy Spirit.
这个就跟我们的灵得到圣灵是一样的。
Right, I hope that as all of us are filled with the Holy Spirit,
那我希望当我们每一个人都被圣灵充满，
as the Holy Spirit continues to work within us,
让圣灵不断的在我们里面动工，
that really our lives become very beautiful.
所以我们的生命就会真的变得非常的美丽。
Our church also becomes very beautiful.
我们的教会也会变得非常的美丽。
Very vibrant and people can see the presence of Jesus Christ.
非常的活跃，让众人可以看到主耶稣的同在。
And this will obviously will glorify God.
那当然这样子就能够荣耀神。
So let us return to that state.
所以让我们回到这样的一个环境里面。
Let's now sing hymn number 256.
让我们现在唱诗256首。